start a series called Hope and the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Bit of a dramatic title, but at least it's getting people's attention. basically, we're just looking at how that often it seems there's not a lot of hope around. You know, we look at the world and there's all sorts of difficult challenges and problems. The world can seem like a dark place. And of course, very often the religious interpretation of that is apocalyptic, right? It's like the world's coming to an end, or it's all our fault, and this is judgment and hellfire and brimstone and all that kind of thing. Well, but whereas we take a very different approach, we tell a very different story here. We have a story of hope that God loves us, loves the planet, loves the people on it, and that the future is positive. And actually, we're called to work together, to come together, and to overcome our problems and work through our problems and be part of the solution rather than just identifying problems. And so that's what this series is going to be about. And we're going to look at those four horsemen that are, you know, those apocalyptic horsemen. We're going to look at the environment, the challenges of the environment, challenges of war, challenges with economic poverty, and challenges to do with death, right? Those, you know, challenges that we all face with grief and loss and fear of the future and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to look at each of those each week, and I think it's going to be a great series. So there's some flyers outside about that series. And it might feel a little unusual to invite a friend along to a series called Hope and the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, but maybe it will spark some interest on their part as we look at these really challenging issues. I think a lot of people are wrestling with this. Is there an opportunity? Can we have hope? I mean, what does hope look like? What does it mean to have hope? So I just want to encourage you to invite people along to the series. We're going to linger on after the messages and the services and have some conversations and discussions. There'll be discussion questions associated with each week. So I think it's going to be a great series. So, come along to that, invite some friends along, grab some flyers on your way out. There's links on our website about it as well. Okay, before we move on any further, we're going to pray together. If you've got a cell phone, maybe you could just turn that down, turn that off, anything that might make a noise, that would be great. We've got a prayer. Actually, no, I'm going to just pray, aren't I? I'm just praying. So let's pray. Let's pray. Lord, we just want to thank you for being here with us on this beautiful day. Thank you for fall. Thank you for the cycles of the seasons that we go through, the cycles of life we go through. Lord, we even dare to thank you for the ups and the downs of our lives. And some of us may feel really up right now, and some of us may feel really down. There are probably many of us here going through different struggles and difficulties. Lord, we know, as we look back on our lives, that struggles and difficulties have shaped us. They've made us who we are. That doesn't mean we want to go through them, but we recognize that we have an opportunity to respond in those times. And so I just pray for all of us here that whatever situation we're in, we would turn our hearts towards you. We would open ourselves to hope, open ourselves to possibility, open ourselves to love. And God, as you are present here, I pray that you would just seep into us and melt our hearts, lift our burdens, encourage us, fill us with your spirit, we pray. Amen. Okay, so as I mentioned, it's Commitment Sunday today. And we've just been through this series. This is week six of a series where we've been looking at our vision to follow Jesus. It's a vision of hope and transformation. You know, we've been looking at the sort of the core elements of that vision, which are growth, personal growth, change, and becoming the people that we believe God believes we can be. Becoming better people, working at that. We've talked about growth, community, opening ourselves up to one another, supporting and encouraging one another, letting other people into our lives, and growth, community, and servanthood. So servanthood, reaching out to others and serving in the world, looking beyond ourselves, looking to make the world a better place. So we've been exploring those over the last few weeks. And then last week we talked about committing to that vision. And this morning people are going to make various commitments, right? We have people making commitments of baptism, and commitments of membership, and membership to this community. And as I reflect on that, I think there's a sort of a big, let's perhaps even say cosmic component to that commitment, and the commitment that we're all being called to. Okay, so some people are going to come up to the front today, But really, this involves all of us here in the room, a decision to make a commitment, to move forward with intent and to deliberately take some steps this morning. As we think about that, there's sort of a big aspect to it and a small aspect to it. We're actually, in some respects, you know, we're just, the commitment to the vision of Cedar Ridge is, in one sense, big deal. We're just one church, a small church, really, of people trying to follow Jesus. But we're part of something much, much bigger. And so I think it helps us to, as we think about commitment, to bear that bigger picture in mind. And this is a very familiar big picture to us. We'll just look at some points of this big picture on the screen. It's the good news. It's the kingdom of God. It's the sort of things that we talked about in week one of this series, where the big picture is based on the fact that God loves us. Okay, we are part of a story that says God is love, right? God is not hatred. God is not judgment. God is not you better shape up. God is not discriminate. God is indiscriminately loving of everybody. God is love. And so we base this whole commitment is based on that, based on a belief that God loves us. God loves everybody. Not only that, God has great hope and belief in us. So it's one thing to, you know, we're loved, but God has hope in us. God sees potential in us. We see that all the time when we look at the life of Jesus. Jesus was constantly seeing people in a different light to how they saw themselves or how other people saw them. You know, he would approach people who were viewed very low down in society or by that particular culture and draw them into the center or lift them up and raise them up. He saw potential in his followers when they were constantly failing and letting him down and deserting him. He never gave up on anybody. And that's because Jesus comes in the Spirit of God who has hope and belief in all of us. There's hope for the future. We were talking about that a little bit regarding the series we're about to get into next week. God has great hope and belief in the world. Okay, so it's not just about us, but God hasn't given up on the planet. Okay, God hasn't given up on any single human being, no matter who they are, where they've been, what they've done, what their situation is right now. That God's love reaches to everybody and provides hope for absolutely everybody on the planet. Okay, this is what we're committing to. This is what we're buying into. This is what we're saying yes to when we think about these commitments. God is reconciling all things. Okay, so part of this hope is healing and reconciliation. It's about the healing of relationships, the healing of our environment, the healing between nations, the healing between cultures. You think of all the division and separation there is on the planet. I mean, that's a tall order. I mean, it's very easy to think, well, maybe there's not that much hope. But as we read the scripture, as we read the trajectory of this story of love, as we read Jesus' words, then not only do we believe that God is reconciling all things, but also the fifth point here is that we are partners in reconciliation, that God is inviting us into that process of bringing healing. And you know, you could either look at this as the most amazing thing in the universe or the biggest mistake God's ever made to say it's going to work out through people like you and me. This healing process, this reconciliation is going to be worked out through people like you and me. And, you know, we give up on people, right? You know, we work a project or we start an initiative and people let us down and it's very easy to give up, right? But God's not giving up. God's not giving up on us. God's not giving up on the planet. God's not giving up on humanity. So this is the big picture to which we're committing. Our vision is really just one part of the puzzle of this much bigger, more cosmic mission of healing and reconciliation. That's the message of Jesus, and we are followers of Jesus. Jesus came to reconcile all things, and the scriptures are just full of, both before Jesus and after Jesus, are full of that is God's heart. That is what love is about. Love is reconciling. Love is healing. Love is bringing back together. So that's the big picture. There's also a smaller picture which comes into the here and now of our, okay, so what do we do? I think we need to bear that big picture in mind all the time because I think that creates a sense of hope, a sense of momentum, a sense of being part of something much bigger. But in the smaller situation, and that's what, this is the reality of the day-to-day for most of us, right? We talk about that good news, that incredible good news that God is love and there is hope. Well, we need to experience that good news, right? And maybe we can just put these first three up one after the other here, Jeff. So we need to experience the good news. We need to be the good news. We need to share the good news. That's what commitment means. It means experiencing, being, and sharing the good news. Experiencing the good news, we talk a lot here about the fact that it's really hard to flow in that spirit of love we were talking about, to love others, to be reconciling, to be healing, if we don't experience that love ourselves. If we need to first and foremost just let God love us. I know that sounds a little sort of weird, but to allow ourselves to be loved. And not only that, to begin to accept ourselves and love ourselves. Because out of that peace, out of that security, we can actually begin to be good news. Right? It's very hard to share good news or speak good news when we're treating people really badly, because we've got all this internal strife and angst going on in our own lives. And we end up being somewhat hypocritical, right? And I think that's been part of the problem with religion through the ages, is this, it appears hypocritical because it has all these standards which it doesn't really seem to meet. It has the standard of love, but then that even that message of love gets communicated in a sort of pushy, harsh kind of way. So all these things are very integrated, experiencing, being, and sharing. But this is what we're committing to. We're committing to being part of this reality, this big reconciling reality in the here and now, in the everyday of our lives. Jesus talked about the kingdom of God, this big reality, being at hand. You know, we can grasp it. So this is the at hand bit. So we've got to ask ourselves some questions here, like, you know, do we really experience God's love? What do I need to do to open my heart more to experience God's love, to let God's love transform me, to soften me, to heal me? In what ways can I be good news to live a life of love and acceptance and kindness to others? And then how can I share it? How can I welcome people into this same kind of reality, this reality of reconciliation and healing that we've been talking about? And so we do those things through our vision, right? That's what our vision is about. Our vision is just ways that we connect with that big picture and live out this small picture. And as I mentioned earlier, our vision is it flows out through growth, community, and servanthood. And when we do the memberships in a moment, you know, a little bit later on in the service, we'll have, you know, each of the new members is going to make a commitment to aspects of growth, community, and servanthood, and we'll get a kind of a look at that when those commitments go up on the screen, about some of the practicalities. But that's what we've been working through in this last series, right? This series that we've just been through. What does growth mean? What does community mean? What does servanthood mean? And so I just want to encourage all of us this morning. We may have been baptized before. We may have been members of this church already. But to really think afresh about this commitment. We'll talk a little bit more about that, how we can all make that commitment when we come to communion in a moment. But as we think about this big and the small, that applies to baptism. With baptism, when you think about what baptism is, it's being baptized into this big community of followers of Jesus, into the family of God, if you like. So it has this big cosmic feel to it of, you think of humanity as a whole and being united with humanity as a whole, but it also has a very meaningful, specific, practical aspect, which is being baptized into a community like us. And so we have a couple of people this morning that are going to do that. So I just want to welcome Ruth to come up. Ruth's going to come up, and she's going to invite the people who are going to be baptized up in a second as well. Thanks, Ruth.
My name's Ruth, and it's my great privilege this morning to be able to baptize two young women who I know love Jesus very much and are very intent on following him throughout their lives. So they want to take this step to symbolize that love and that intent. Baptism, as we know, is something that has been done throughout the ages, that followers of Jesus have done since the beginning of the church. And it symbolizes a number of different things. Firstly, the water symbolizes cleansing. It expresses our desire for God to wash away all that's in us that's unloving and unkind, so that we can experience more of that love, more of that good news, more of that love of God, and share that love with others. It also symbolizes death and resurrection. In some traditions, when people are baptized, their whole body goes under the water as though they have died and been buried, and then they come back up as though they're rising to a new life. Well, Molly and Adelaide, who are going to be baptized this morning, are not going to have their whole body submerged. We don't have a magic trick going off here to somehow make them go under the water. But as their head goes under the water, we'll remember how they are dying to an old way of life, a way of life that is considers themselves as separate from God or living their own life. And as they pick up their head, they're rising to a new life, a life that really embraces the life and the spirit of Christ within them. And then thirdly, baptism represents, as Matthew was just saying, being baptized into a community. They'll be baptized into our community here at Cedar Ridge, but also into the community of followers of Jesus across the globe and down through all time through this ancient ritual. So that's what we're going to do this morning. I'm going to start with Adelaide. Adelaide, if you'd like to come up here. And if you could kneel there for me. I'll put a towel around you. And Adelaide, I'm going to ask you three questions. And if you agree, say I do. And I think we have a mic so that everybody can hear you say I do. Okay? So Adelaide, do you repent of living life on your terms and doing things your own way?
I do.
Do you now give yourself to God and to following the way of Jesus?
I do.
Do you choose to be part of the community of Christ, to love, accept, and respect all others?
I do.
Upon your confession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. Stand up. Let's pray for Adelaide. Almighty God, we thank you so much for Adelaide, for her love for you and for her desire to follow in your way. We pray that you would make her strong in her faith, that you would fill her with your spirit, and that you would make her life one that's full of love and hope and joy in you. Bless her, we pray. Amen. And Molly, if you'd like to come. He's going to help you with the towel. Awesome. Great.
He's my brother.
He is your brother. Great. Molly, do you want to sit right there?
Sure.
Okay. And Molly, I'm going to ask you the same three questions. So, Molly, do you repent of living life on your terms and doing things your own way?
I do.
Do you now give yourself to God and choose to follow in the way of Jesus?
I do.
Do you now choose to be part of the community of Christ, to love, accept, and respect all others?
I do.
Upon your confession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. Stand up. Stand up, sweetheart. It's hard in a skirt. All right, Molly, we're just going to pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your beautiful daughter, Molly. We thank you for her faithfulness to you through the various ups and downs of her young life. We celebrate today her commitment to you. We ask that you would fill her with your spirit, that you would give her strength and joy and hope in her journey. Amen. Okay, sit down.
morning. So this is Casey. I'm Will. We've been coming to Cedar Ridge for just over 2 years now. We found you guys on the internet, so a shout out to the communication team for such a great website. And we've just been really looking forward to coming here every Sunday, and we brought our families and in some cases our neighbors along to visit. And so it's nice to be part of such a great community, and we look forward to getting to know each of you guys more.
My name is Andrew O'Day, and if you're here in this congregation because it's an awesome place, I have bad news. I'm not that awesome, and I'm about to become a part of it. I'm okay. I'm a work in progress, and I'll tell you what I really am. I'm grateful that you're allowing me to become a part of this community, a part of this family. I see a bunch of sisters and brothers. I don't know anything about you yet. I don't know your names in many cases. I don't even know if you're happy that the Yankees got knocked out of the playoffs last night. The answer is yes. I love the fact that this congregation is unabashedly built around the idea that God is love. And that as far as I can surmise, everything essentially flows from that. And that to me is so cool. It's so awesome. Great, this church is still awesome. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Molly, and I love to become a member of Cedar Ridge. I just loved that I got baptized today, and now I'm gonna become a member of Cedar Ridge. And I've been coming to this church ever since in kindergarten. I'm 19 now. And so this is the only church I've ever been to all my life. I've been here like almost all my life. And it's such an honor to to be baptized here and to become a member of Cedar Ridge here. And I congratulate the people becoming members, and I congratulate Adelaide, who got baptized also. You know, and my big brother Vincent is here. He helped me with the towel. He's not only my big brother, he's my guardian. You know, and, like, my parents, Harry and Mary, they died, like, 2 and a year ago. And so, you know, I know their why. I know, and they were great. They were great here. They came here, too, to Cedar Ridge. And, so I know they're up in heaven, and they're watching down right now. And I know they're really proud and happy of what I did today. And so, thank you. Bye. I love you.
Hi, my name is Adelaide Hudson. I'm 11 years old, and I don't really know exactly how long I've been going to Cedar Ridge, but I just know that I really like coming here, and that I like becoming a member because I want to become a community to this church. So, yeah. And thank you to Molly for I congratulate you too.
Hi, my name is John Donahue. I've been coming here for about 15 years. I don't have a fear of a commitment. But great people here, so thank you.
Hi, I'm Olivia. Good morning.
Hi, I'm Mark Ormsby, and this is my family here. We've been coming to Cedar Ridge 9 or 10 years, and one of the things that we were talking about this last night, and one of the things that we, as parents, I think one of the things that appealed to us is kind of the approach of Cedar Ridge, that compared to other churches, other denominations, this isn't about here's the rules, here's what you do, then you get to heaven. It's much more of a work in progress, and we're all kind of headed in the same direction, hopefully, and we'll get there in our own way. And as parents, we really appreciate that.
My name is Evelyn, and I'm becoming a member just like everybody else in my family, so it's really cool. I'm looking forward to it.
My name is Erin, and same thing as she said.
I'm Wendy Ormsby, and I, like he said, we've been here 9 years or so, and I think I've been involved with teaching the preschoolers for maybe 7 years, teaching, helping in there. And I feel like this is the one thing that's left, is to fully commit to the church, because this is the best church we've ever been to. So.
Hello, my name's Terefe. I'm glad I'm being a member.
So, Terefe, as you've kind of hit the nail on the head, you're glad you're becoming a member. We're glad you guys are becoming members. I think some of you said, you're grateful that we're accepting you. Well, we're grateful that you're accepting us and that you want to be part of us, because we're a mixed bag as well, right? So, as you probably know. So we just want to open our arms to you and receive you as you make yourself vulnerable this morning and reach out to us. So the commitments I mentioned are going to come up on the screen. And in the spirit of unity, so they're kind of reaching out to us. So as a response, let's all just stand together as a community, as a sort of we're standing in solidarity with them as part of our community. I'm going to read the things off the screen, and then we'll get to certain commitments, and then just say yes or I do, whatever seems appropriate for you to say. And if you want to commit to these things too, or recommit to these things, let's all say yes or I do, however we want to respond to that. Okay, Cedar Ridge Community Church invites you to join us in our journey of hope and transformation as we follow Jesus and dare to dream of heaven on earth. Okay, with God's help, here are the questions. Will you commit to follow Jesus Christ? This is one about growth, okay? Will you be open and honest about your life, earnestly seek to become a better person in every way, and help others do the same? Will you commit to growing spiritually into the person God created you to be? Okay, so we'll just, that next one is commitment. So on that one, will you do that? Yes, great, excellent. So all these ones, this is what we're aiming for. None of us are there, right? So these are just intentions, these are commitments. So yeah, I want to pursue this pathway. Okay, so this one's about community. Will you commit to other people? That means us. Will you commit to us? Will you pursue life-giving, meaningful, sacrificial relationships? Will you work to believe the best about others and to work through differences, to be humble, forgiving, and to listen and speak the truth in love? Will you share your gifts, time, and money with others to the best of your ability? Will you do that? We will, yes. Need a bit more volume on this side, by the way. come on. Will you commit to a life of servanthood? Will you generously help those in need? Will you commit to include others and practice hospitality? Will you live a life that honors God by caring about the people and the world God created? We will, yes. Okay. Do you now commit to the vision, mission, and values of this community? Yes, we will. Good answer. Okay, excellent. Let's give them a round of applause. So, I'm just going to pray. So I'm going to pray on behalf of all of us, for each person becoming a member here. And then we'll just take a little break. And it's an opportunity, if you guys don't mind just staying up there, you can spread out a little bit. And then I just encourage everybody to come and say hi, introduce yourself, shake people by the hand, give them a hug, welcome them into the community, okay? So let's just pray. Lord, we thank you so much for our community. Thank you that we are not alone. And Lord, we want to reach out and include as many people as we can in what you're doing and in your amazing love. So we just want to thank you for each person who's made themselves open to you and to us this morning by coming up here and saying, we want to belong, we want to be part of this. Lord, thank you for their commitment. Thank you for their willingness to embrace us. And we pray now, as they make this intention, that Lord, you not only would we embrace them, but Lord, I pray that your spirit would capture their hearts, that you would fill them with love, and that you would encourage them and strengthen them on this journey. Lord, with everything we have together, we bless them In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's give him another round of applause. And then, so you can sit down, but just come on up and say hi and welcome our new members. We'll take a few minutes here. We're just going to take, we'll just take one more minute. One more minute. Can you hear me? Yeah. Okay, great. So if you want to start taking your seats again.
Love the shirt.
Oh, I love the shirt, man.
Okay, so if you want to take a seat, thank you everybody for being so friendly and welcoming. It's great to be a community together. It's great to have people, people in our lives. So, and again, thank you to all the new members for coming up and making that commitment. So we're just going to continue. We'll do communion in a moment, but before that, Kate's going to come and talk to us a little bit about something that the Racial Reconciliation Team have been working on. So I won't say any more than that. She's going to introduce it. So, Kate, after you.
Good morning. I'm Kate Thomas. I have the pleasure of telling you about some work that's been going on at Cedar Ridge here.